Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Hillary Communications serves more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications is proud to support rural youth in Oklahoma and is a proud sponsor of the 2022 Oklahoma Youth Expo. The Hillarys are sponsoring our reports on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, as well as via Facebook and Twitter. Hillary Communications salutes the record number of OYE participants in 2022.
Well, a great start to this week in the cattle complex. We were higher across the board. The April live cattle leading the way up 302 on the live cattle, up one at 140.32. The June's up 275 at 135.70. The August up $1.60 at 136.67. And then feeder cattle 267 higher here in March at 155.95. The April is the strongest of all the cattle futures, with the April feeders up 442 at 162.40. Leading the way. Of course, we're still quite a bit below where we were in February. We were over 170, about 174 at the high, currently at 162, so about $12 off of the high. But we have come back about $7 or $8 off the low from just about 7, 8 trading days ago. So really, really strong comeback. Box beef was up 33 on choice at 255.04, select down 4 cents at 249.07. So box beef seems to have somewhat stabilized here. The feed market was the feed, corn and other feeds were a little bit lower here. That might have contributed to a little bit of the rally. And also overnight, the stock market was higher. Of course, right now, the stock market has given some back and actually lower on the day. So any way you look at it, there were some people eager to buy the live cattle futures today.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.
Well, today's grain futures all over the place have a mixed bag across the board. Last night, we actually started off quite a bit higher across the board, then got weaker. I know the Kansas City wheat at one time went down. July went down to 10.45. It was down about 40 cents overnight. It closed up 4.5 cents at 10.85, and that was 35 off of the high. So from the high to the low, about a 75-cent range from the low to the high. So all sorts of volatility in the wheat. I think the market's still trying to sort through what's going on with Russia and Ukraine primarily, and then also this drought. There was some talk that there was some exported grain out of Russia out through the Black Sea region of sunflower oil. I don't see anything on corn or wheat, but for now that's a thing. There is talk that they will ban exports of wheat through June 30th. So through the first part of the year. At one point, it was all the way out through the whole year of 2022. So that's shortening up. I think that's helping the market ease some tension. There's also some talk of ongoing ceasefire talks between Russia and Ukraine and a lot of third parties involved with that. But that tends to be the biggest headline, is what's going on over there in that huge export market for Russia and Ukraine. And that'll continue to be the case.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.